Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 235, Peace That Guards. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. Just let that sit for a moment. Don't rush past it, because Paul is not describing a pleasant feeling or some calm you manage to pull together when things finally go your way. He is talking about something far greater than that. The peace Paul speaks of comes from God, from Him alone. You do not manufacture this peace. You do not earn it by being calm enough, by breathing deeply enough, by thinking positive thoughts. It is a gift, and gifts are not earned. They are received. And look at what this peace does. It surpasses all understanding. That means it does not wait for the situation to make sense. It does not hold off until the answer comes, until the bill gets paid, until the diagnosis improves, until the relationship finds its footing. It exists before any explanation arrives. It exists in the middle of what is still unresolved. God gives it now, right in the center of the uncertainty. Paul uses a word that in the original Greek is military. Will guard. The picture is of a sentinel, a soldier, posted at the gate. God's peace is not passive. It does not sit still, waiting for you to calm yourself down. It takes up a position. It stands watch. It protects, and it guards the two places where anxiety most loves to enter, the heart, where emotions live, the fear, the grief, the doubt, and the mind, where thoughts run, the what if, the why, the what now. God knows both of those addresses. He knows exactly where anguish comes knocking, and that is precisely where He places the sentinel. But here is what anchors it all. This peace does not float freely in the air. It is secured in Christ Jesus. It is because of who He is, the Son of God, who stepped into suffering, who died on the cross, who rose again, that you can rest without having to understand everything first. This is not a philosophical calm. This is a peace with a name, a face, scars, and it is for you, today, not tomorrow, once things are sorted out, today, with everything that is still open and unresolved. Well, here is the call. Before breakfast, before you open your phone, before anything else, name one worry, just one. The one that followed you to sleep last night. The one that was already there when you woke up this morning. Write it down on a piece of paper, not to hold on to it, but to let it go. And then say it out loud, not in your head, with your voice, with your mouth. Jesus, I hand this to you right now. And then stop, breathe, and let God's sentinel do its work. You were never meant to carry that alone. You never were. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.